Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in for Anthony Brooks.
Well, the weekend is getting closer, which means it's time for our weekly arts picks. And here with us is Jim Sullivan, contributor to the Boston Herald and editor of the arts events website, JimSullivanInc.com. Hi there, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Well, Jim, let's actually just listen to what your first pick sounds like.
This is Richard Thompson doing 1952 Vincent Black Lightning.
Oh, says Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning, 1952.
So who is Richard Thompson?
Well, he is a singer, songwriter, guitarist, something of a triple threat. He really is. He's terrific on all counts. Plays both acoustically and electrically, and he is playing acoustically at the Lowell Summer Music Series tomorrow night. He writes songs that are both incredibly dark, very witty, very expansive, intricate, covers all kinds of bounds.
You know, I understand that you recently actually spoke with him about his enormous song catalog, some 500 songs that he's written.
Yeah, one of the fun things about his concerts is they can be very spontaneous, and he told me that oftentimes he'll have an idea in his head about the set list. Somebody will shout out something at the very beginning, it will throw him off course, but agreeably so. And then he'll sort of roll with it. And he is, among other things, a terrific entertainer, very funny between songs, and as mordant as the song sometimes can be. The one we're hearing is a very, very sad song about a person who dies on a motorcycle and is he bequeaths it to his girlfriend, Molly. And, I mean, that will bring tears, and he'll come out of that, and he'll just, the quips are just really, really funny. I mean, it's a great evening of entertainment.
It does sound like a terrific show. So that is Richard Thompson, and he'll be at the Lowell Music Summer Series on Friday. Okay, so what's next on the list?
Next would be a series of films at the Harvard Film Archive. It's called American Punk. It kicks off tomorrow night. The second movie tomorrow is called DOA, okay. 9:15.
9:15 tomorrow night. But hang on for just a second. DOA, though, if I remember right, it's not about American punk music.
Not really. It is this. It's primarily centered on the Sex Pistols and their first and only American tour, which I happened to see the first date of in Atlanta, 1978.
You were there.
I was there. I was in the third row. I may be in the movie. Not as a star, but as somebody in the audience.
Well, let's listen to, just to get us in the mood, here's a track, of course, of the Sex Pistols. It's Anarchy in the UK.
Anarchy for the UK. It's coming sometime. I might be. I give her on time. Stop a traffic line. Your future dream is a shopping scheme.
Jim's singing here in the studio along with us.
Oh,
tell
yes.
me more about that concert. I mean, you said it was part of the Sex Pistols' only American tour.
It was their first date, actually. Yeah, I bought my tickets for $80 standing in line. One of the greatest nights of my life. It was really fun. The movie itself, though, of course, is about the whole tour, which ultimately does self-destruct. And the point, I think, about the Pistols is, I mean, setting up the contrast of what the English authorities felt at the time. There was a morality crusader named Mary Whitehouse who said, "The children are the sufferers. The force of punk rock is shaking London, and she's ashamed by punk." She says, "The children, they should be full of life and adventure." And, of course, they were full of life and adventure, but also anger, and motivated by the hard economic times and what was going on all around them. It was sort of a bittersweet celebration.
Well, given the recent rioting in the UK, seeing a movie like DOA again now might put it in a completely new light.
It will. I think what people will see will be reminiscent of what they're now seeing again.
Well, that's DOA, which is the second movie in the Harvard Film Archive's American Punk series, which starts tomorrow night. Definitely seems like something worth going to. Jim, your last pick.
That would be Porgy and Bess, the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess at the ART, which just started. And this here is Ella Fitzgerald, of course, doing a classic from it, Summertime.
Summertime, and the living is easy.
Well, that, of course, is Ella Fitzgerald singing Summertime. But the ART's production of Porgy and Bess is something of a reimagination of the classic opera. And, Jim, it's received a lot of attention, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's gotten some controversy because apparently the ending of the play, the musical, is not quite as ambiguous as it was originally and is more hopeful, perhaps. Haven't seen it yet. Going to see it tonight, actually.
You talked to Diane Paulus about this.
I did. And what she was saying was she was going back to the original and talking about the Gershwins and said they got that same old criticism, and the opera people went, is this opera? The theater people went, is this a musical? And what she said was the truth of it is Gershwin wanted both. He wrote the hits, of course, in the song, but it was sort of a mashup for him. And I think she is trying to do something similar, obviously, in a different context, a different century, trying to bring this thing into today's world.
Mm. Well, Diane Paulus is, of course, the artistic director at the ART.
She's the artistic director there, Tony-winning director, and this is going to Broadway after its run here in Cambridge, which concludes October 2nd.
And this new take on Porgy and Bess was written, I believe, by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Susan Laurie Parks.
Yes, it was. Yes, she and Diane collaborated very much on this, and it's been in previews for a couple of weeks. Now it's open officially.
And you're going tonight, so we'll be interested to hear what you have to say after you see it.
Yes.
Well, Jim, if I could just sneak one pick in.
Please do.
Myself. Here it is. Now, this is a young woman named Sierra Hull. She's 19. She is a mandolin phenom. She was at the Berklee College of Music for a couple years under their presidential scholarship. She's going to be playing tonight at the ICA in a free concert. Incredibly talented. And I won't say any more for now because we're actually going to hear a little bit from her in the next segment. But Sierra Hull playing at the ICA tonight. And this is a track off her new album called Daybreak. You keep me love now, that's all. Well, Jim Sullivan, editor of the arts events website jimsullivaninc.com and contributor to the Boston Herald, always great to have you in here. What's going on in the Boston arts world?
Always great to be here. Thank you.
There's more information about all of these picks, Jim's and mine, at our website, radioboston.org.